You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of IAS 2009, the 5th International AIDS Society Conference on HIV Pathogenesis, Treatment, and Prevention. The conference took place in Cape Town, South Africa, from July 19th through July 22nd, 2009.
Okay, hi, my name is Joanne Curick, and I work with the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. And I also work along with the state of North Carolina Department of Public Health. We have been doing screening for acute HIV for 6 years in the state of North Carolina. My poster basically summarizes the past 6 years. What happens is anybody who tests HIV negative, EIA negative, or indeterminate are then pooled for RNA. Those who are EIA negative and RNA positive are found within 72 hours to testing by disease intervention specialists and brought into care at either UNC or a referral site across the state. People who test EIA indeterminate, we also do individual RNA testing to find out if they possibly could be acute cases of HIV, and then we would do referral into care immediately for them. So over the past 6 years, we've had changes in the type of testing we use. We've gone from second-generation EIA testing to third-generation EIA testing. And we also now use Aptima HIV RNA testing, which is a FDA-approved qualitative assay used by GenPro. Initially, when we were doing the testing, a lot of our patients were EIA negative, with no antibody detected, and RNA positive. But now with the use of the third generation, we're finding people who are more in the indeterminate range, whether EIA positive and either a negative or indeterminate Western blot with a positive RNA. Across the state, we tested a total of 891 people and have had 125 acutes diagnosed over the six-year period of time. It's been significant in the fact that it increased the overall case identification of HIV in the state by 3.2%. We found that acutes were younger, and they were more likely to be men, and they were more likely to be MSM compared to those with chronic HIV infection. You know, the proportion of voluntary counseling and testing and chronic HIV populations with these characteristics remained stable over time. The acute HIV population was more dynamic. Related to the acute population, 28% of all the acutes were adolescents, but 51% of those identified in the last 2 years, from in 2007 to the end of 2008. In adolescents, acutes were predominantly MSM of color compared to those MSM of color who are diagnosed as adults. Only 21% of our population of acutes are female. And the median age was 30, and they're mostly African American. Three of those diagnosed were pregnant. These three cases actually led to changes in state law in North Carolina for the testing of HIV twice in pregnancy, once when people are initially diagnosed, and then during the third trimester. Women were more likely to have an STD within 8 weeks of their acute HIV diagnosis compared to men.
Can you explain the significance of that, actually, of that discrepancy?
I don't know if I actually know the exact reason for it. This is publicly funded testing area, so up to about 60% of all our acute HIV diagnosis come out of STD clinics. So it's possible that more women are going in for STD testing. Not that they're sick or they're going into physician's care, but they might have an STD that needs treatment, and that's where they're picked up, as opposed to maybe going in because they're sick or something like that. I mean, I don't have a scientific reason. We actually got all this information and have just been compiling it and looking at it, and we're still in the process of breaking it all down and looking more deeply into each of the.
So why do you think that acute HIV infections have declined?
That is something that's a very, very good question, and it's something that has puzzled us. And I don't think that acute HIV infections have declined in so much as our testing population have increased dramatically. And initially, when we first started the program back in 2003, we were doing about 120,000 tests statewide. I think this year we're supposed to be up around 210,000 tests. And also, with the mandated CDC-required testing, our clinics across the state are getting more proficient in testing. The numbers of people tested in lower-risk populations maybe confounded the numbers, but I don't think the numbers are decreasing as much. I think it remains the same, because the pace of identification in 2003 was 3.3%. So it hasn't really changed significantly.
Okay.
The number of people tested. The proportions have changed.
Do you know if North Carolina is the only state that's using these statewide screening and testing for
yes.
acute? Okay. Do you know if there are plans to emulate the program in other states, maybe like California or Florida, where there are a lot of infections?
I know other states have been interested. Colorado, I think there's New York State. It's more cities or areas that do it.
Okay.
I think Texas has been looking into it. I think San Francisco, areas of San Francisco do it. Areas of Washington around Seattle do it. I think Vancouver, British Columbia does it. There's probably more places that I'm not sure of, because this is a state-funded program, so when other states are interested, it's usually through the state level. Other researchers are on the side of North Carolina.
Okay.
Manage it and runs it in, so I'm not always involved with all the things that they do. But I know that they have gone to Colorado, New York, and I think Illinois, Texas.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thank you for listening to this report from IAS 2009. For more coverage of this conference, please visit us online at thebodypro.com/IAS2009.